same word. I'm just saying it's cool.
Well, it'd be
very
foggy this morning.
How would you refer to a good bit of time when you didn't have any rain?
Well, we're sure having quite a dry spell.
I suppose you had this dry spell for several weeks.
Well, we've had quite a long drought.
Okay. Now, if you didn't have much wind in the morning, but you have quite a bit now, you might say, oh, it looks like the wind is
raising.
Okay. There are all sorts of ways of saying this. This was characteristic. And if you had a good bit of wind this morning, and now you don't have any, you say, it looks like the wind is...
Well, it's sort of subsiding.
Or do you ever say anything else for that? It looks like the wind is...
Well, we might say it's laying some.
Okay. And late in October, you look out on the out in the yard, and you see a white stuff on it. And it's not snow. It's just a heavy...
frost.
And you might say that it was so cold last night that the lake...
froze over, huh?
Mm-hmm. You'd never say scaled over or skimmed over.
Froze over.
Now, the room we're in right now is what room in the house? What do you call this room?
This would be our living room.
And do you remember any other ways you might have used to say it when you were a child, or what any other room name for it?
Well, I don't know. We might call it the front room.
That would be an older
or the parlor, something of that sort.
Whenever you think of a word that you might have used to use or remembered your folks using or something, I appreciate you telling me that word too, so I can kill two birds here and say the word you use now as well as one that you
get. Well, I might tell you one that my father used to use. I never heard him swear in his all his lifetime, but if he pound his finger or anything, he'd say golly. Or if you're surprised, you'd say golly.
I guess we used to say some of that too. Is he the one from Ohio, or is that your mother?
Well, he's born here, but the ancestors came from Ohio.
Yeah, you say that. Now, if you had a fireplace, you'd probably have a thing to take the smoke up. Would be the
flue.
Or the big, you say smoke goes up the...
Up the chimney. That's what they said last fall when we spoke of it. When I told them that it didn't matter who become president, the smoke would drop the chimney just the same. So that was an expression that they used to always use. It didn't matter what man were elected for president, the smoke would drop the chimney just the same.
Yeah, that's life will go on.
Yes.
Could you name some of the other rooms in the house? I have to get them all eventually.
We have a kitchen, mm-hmm, and a living room. And bedroom, bathroom, and utility room. This was a little house that we made to order. Just to suit us. We felt we were getting old.
We didn't want
any basement, and we have a pump pit under our utility room that, mm-hmm, takes care of all of the plumbing, and it's all built just in one short line. We don't have over 10 foot of plumbing in the whole house. Mm. Takes care of the cesspool and kitchen sink and the bathroom and everything.
10 foot of plumbing?
About 10 foot of plumbing that goes through.
That's what costs you when you have a house built.
Yes.
We built one 3 years ago. Plumbing, I think, is the biggest expense in all.
I'll say, well.
Where's the room you sleep in? Is the what room?
The bedroom. We have twin beds and no company. But they always go home. We have great-grandchildren now, and when night comes, they go home.
Yeah,
with their folks, and if anybody has to look after them, well, their grandmother does it. The great-grandmother's out of the deal.
Yeah.